Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know. Okay. So you know that guy, Ross Matthews, the guy who's on Chelsea Handler? He's like a gay guy. He's on The Tonight Show. He's a really happy, chubby, gay guy. He's getting his own show. And Stephanie was asked to submit a rant for his show, to be a writer on his show. So here's Stephanie's rant. Go ahead.
So Farrah from Teen Mom, she decided to have her boobs done from, a B to a C, and now a C wasn't big enough, so she has to go to a D. And now she's doing porn, which everyone thought that her having a child at 16 was her biggest mistake. I think porn is her biggest mistake. But anyway, so she had her boobs done, and what cracks me up about celebrities and their boobs, or anyone who has their boobs done, they act like their boobs are like no longer a sexual part of their body. They act like it's an accessory to show people, and like it's a coach purse or jewelry or something. I mean, I had a neighbor who had her boobs done, and every time I went over there, she tried to show me her boobs, like that they were healing. She said, "Look at my boobs. Aren't they nice? Look at them." And I say, "Yes, they're very nice." And then I come over again and she'd say, "Oh, look at my boobs." And I say, "Yes, they're really nice." She'd say, "Squeeze them, touch them, feel them. Don't they feel real? Suck them, feel them, suck them, squeeze the nipples." And he's like, "You know what? That's really weird. And I'm not coming over anymore."
Are you sure that's all they want? What does it say?
It says packet submission, one Ross rant on a single pop culture story, and five jokes each for three different pop culture stories.
So why can't you do that?
I can't write five jokes each for three different pop culture stories. They have to be good jokes, like jokes.
But
I have to take Jerry Corley's joke.
So it's supposed to be written?
Yeah.
So it's not supposed to be recorded.
Doesn't say. That's all it says.
Start from the beginning again.
Packet submission.
No, from the beginning.
A weekly comedy, pop culture.
It starts with a weekly comedy. That's
Ross Matthews Show. A weekly comedy, pop culture talk show hosted by Ross Matthews. Ross will spend a half hour chatting with fans, celebrities, and reporters about the top stories in entertainment. Packet submission. One Ross rant on a single pop culture story, five jokes each for three different pop culture stories.
Right. First of all, it's not a celebrity story. It's a pop culture story, which you
screwed
up. What's
a pop culture story?
Anything in pop culture, anything.
Oh.
And then, so it has to be both of those things submitted.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Five jokes each on three different topics?
Three different pop culture stories.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
I'm not doing that.
Why?
Because I can't think of five jokes. I can't do five jokes. I don't write jokes that way. I don't write like.
But if we just picked five, if we picked three top.
I don't. Yeah, but it's due today. I don't have time for that.
Oh.
Okay. I thought it was one thing. Okay. I made a mistake like I always do. But I try my best.
Mm.
I'm doing the best I can.
It's an easy way out.
That's going to be my name of my book. I'm doing the best I can. I make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes. I'm careless.
You know,
I have ADD. I read one thing and then I'm
Yeah, but look, you just use it as an excuse to get out of doing the work.
No, I don't want to do that. If I take a class on joke writing, I don't write jokes that
way. All we have to do is talk about it here.
Yeah, but it's due today and I don't want to do it.
I know, but you could have.
Yes, I could have. I don't really want a writing job on someone else's show.
That's right. You tell him, Stephanie.
I'm not interested. Sorry, is that wrong?
Especially Ross Matthews, that bastard.
Really?
He's like the nicest guy in show business.
He is nice. He's really nice. He never says anything mean about anyone.
I know, because he's like, that's his attitude. He's really positive and he's sweet.
Then how could people like him?
Because he's out, it's his personality. He lets himself be who he is. Do you?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know. You do with me. I don't know if you do it when you're on stage.
I think I do.
Right now you're suppressing yourself. I can feel it.
Cause.
Oh, her head exploded.
Because I only know how to write for me. I don't really know how to write for other people.
You don't have to write for other people. You're writing it for yourself.
No, but writing, I could only write for me about me. You know?
That's bull, man.
It is.
All we have to do is talk about these topics on the show. You come up with stuff all the time.
I know, but I don't want to be forced to do it. I'm not good when I have to do something. I need to take that class that teaches you how to write jokes.
You're cute, though.
I know how to just tell a story the way I tell a story and tell a joke.
Well, tell a story about the women who all have the celebrities who all having twins.
The celebrities that are all having twins. Well, they just say all of a sudden they decided to have a baby at 80, and they act like everyone could have a baby at 80. And they don't tell you the truth that they're, you know, first of all, it's very expensive to do IVF. And also, that's what they're doing, or they're using a donor egg from someone who's 29, not 89. And they make everyone feel inadequate that can't have a baby at 80 or even 40 because they're having babies so old. But they're not telling you the whole truth. And they're saying, it's such a miracle. It's amazing because she looks so young. Just because you look young on the outside doesn't mean your insides are young. Your insides, there's really a biological clock, and your eggs scramble at a certain age, and there's nothing you could do about it. No raw vegan diet will help you.
Or plastic surgery.
Nothing. Exercise, nothing.
Personal trainer.
You. Personal trainer, acupuncture, getting punched in the face, nothing helps. So it just pisses me off that you know, nobody's being honest. But I understand their point of view because it's their privacy, and maybe they feel inadequate because they decide to have a baby late in life. They realize they didn't have a family. They were just famous. And they're like, oops, I forgot to have a family. And so they, you know, did it later in life. Thank you.
Very good. Yay.
Yay, Steffi.
What about Chaz Bono?
What about her? Her. I don't know what's going on.
What about Sonny? Don't you think Sonny? What's going to happen when Chaz gets to heaven and sees and meets Sonny?
He's going to say, you're a very unattractive woman. Couldn't they have done a better job?
No, he's a man now.
He's a man.
What happened to my little girl? You're not chastity, my baby.
I remember it very clearly. I used to watch the Sonny and Cher show all the time.
Yeah.
And I would watch when they bring her on stage at the end in her dress.
Yes.
And make her sing or talk. And she was so uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable. And I could see she hated that dress. You could just see. Like, she hated the whole thing, and they forced her to do it, and it was so sad. She's wearing ruffles.
The whole time, she was just dreaming of wiener. I mean, vagina. What was she doing?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Did she turn into a man?
She turned into a man, and she grew a small penis.
Oh, the clit is a small penis?
Well, she grew a small penis, yes.
You take hormones, and you keep going. I think all women should do that so men could find it easier. Because most men can't find the clitoris. So if it's bigger, you can't miss it. You're like, it's dangling. How can you miss that thing? That's a good idea.
What men like that? A dangling clitoris?
They do?
I know. I'm asking what men would like that. I don't think I like that. Well, women's parts should be on the inside.
Maybe it's not dangling. Maybe it's just like bigger, that it has a bullseye on it. You could see where it is. I remember I was with this guy and he had no idea what he was doing. Like, I can't believe he was ever with a woman.
You're not talking about somebody else besides me.
No.
So what do you mean he didn't know what he was doing?
I don't know. He was just fumbling around us.
Well, maybe he was young and inexperienced.
We were like 28.
He needed you to teach him the ways of the world.
He had a really, really small penis.
Really? Smaller than mine? What do you mean? Are you thinking about it?
No, I'm trying to say it was unbelievably small. Like, it was probably the size of my thumb.
My penis is bigger than that.
Yeah.
A lot
that's
bigger.
That's how thick it was, too. Look, that's how big it was.
You're making people uncomfortable. I don't
erect.
Think we should talk. Oh, my. Did it bend like your thumb does? How does your thumb bend backwards like that?
Yours does it?
No.
Yes, it does.
Oh, a little bit. Yours looks like you're a permanent hitchhiker.
I'm double jointed.
That's weird.
Can you bend your hand like that?
No, flat.
You can't fold your hand?
No.
Just do this.
I can't.
Bend your hand down.
My hand will break if I do that.
Look, you can't touch your hands to there.
No. Oh, like this?
No, like flatten.
No, I can't flatten my hand. No, but I can sit with my legs backwards. I used to
you
be
can?
Able to do that. Yeah.
Wow. I can't even sit up straight. My back.
What about Chelsea Handler? You watch Chelsea Handler?
Not really.
Because that Ross Matthews is pretty much his new show is like a spinoff of Chelsea Handler's show, isn't it?
I don't know if it's a spinoff. I guess it's
is it going to be on E?
Yes.
Okay. So
I guess it is. He said that she's very supportive of comics. She helps them. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. A lot of people say no, it's not true. A lot of people say she's not nice, but I don't know. I can't say because I've never met her. So I'm not sure.
What else pisses you off right now besides me?
That my kid is a wimp.
Oh, the middle one?
Yeah.
We just brought our daughter to camp. It's day camp. She's 7.
Yes.
And she gets nervous.
And she cries. She's the only one crying. She's always the only one crying. The only one crying in school. The only one crying in camp.
I was like that.
You're a pussy.
Oh. I was, though. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go, though. Like, see how she kind of, she tried to run out
yeah,
to us
yeah.
and the camp and the counselor
yeah.
stopped her?
Yeah.
Nobody could stop me. I ran back to my mother and I followed her to the car. And then I grabbed her leg, her
oh
pants, and
God.
She dragged me and then slapped me around in the back seat.
She did?
Can I get it? You go to camp right now or I'll kill you.
You have fun at camp.
Go have fun or I'll kill you now.
She slapped you?
Yeah,
when
of
you
course.
Wouldn't go to camp?
Yeah. She
really?
Did. Yeah, she smacked me around.
You are disrespectful.
In the face?
We should call her up, give her a hard time.
She smacked you in the face because you cried at camp?
That's the only place she ever hit me was in the face.
Oh, Gregory, cut it out.
That's why it looks like that.
I wish you would have broken my nose and then I wouldn't have a nose that looks like hers.
You're an ass.
She had hers fixed, too.
I know.
She had a very bad doctor.
You should have seen her before.
Aw, I know. I feel bad when Lonnie cries. It hurts my soul.
Yeah, but you know what? They take her in and they give her something to
but
do.
But what is it that, what goes on for her? Like, she, her best friend in the whole world is there.
I don't know. She just gets nervous. She just, who knows?
Maybe she's afraid I'll abandon her.
I don't think, like you did when she was 6 months
yeah,
old.
Not
Stephanie abandoned her when, how old was she?
No, she wasn't six. She was about a
she was 6 months.
Year.
And you were gone for a month, right? Or
I was
3 weeks?
Gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then when you came back.
She was 13 months.
Yeah, you remember now?
Mm-hmm.
And when you came back, she didn't remember you.
Yes.
Was that hard? That must have been
horrible.
Nasty. Ugh, I would hate that.
First of all, my mother was dying. That was number one. And then I came back to my daughter.
We're not talking about death anymore.
Felt so bad leaving, and she looked at me and looked away. She's like I was a tree. She was just looking at.
Did she pee on you?
No, she's not a dog.
Oh, right. You've actually been listening to a lot of Howard Stern lately.
What is he like about Robin? I can't figure it out.
She makes him feel good. You listen. You gotta look at it from the perspective of when
she's not funny because he doesn't want someone funny.
He doesn't
right?
want anybody funnier than him.
But she's not funny at all. She's really never.
No,
funny.
But she listens to him like nobody else would have ever listened to him, and that gave him the confidence.
But how does she do that when she's so narcissistic? Anyway, like she's so. Is she selfish or is that
she
just
is.
An on-air?
Yeah. She I is? Met her. She was not nice to me when I met her.
She wasn't? What
no.
was she like? She thinks she's above everyone else?
Yeah.
Arrogant?
Uh-huh.
So how does she listen to him? Does she think he's better than her or on her level? When someone is so arrogant and selfish, how do they listen to anyone else? They don't think anyone else says anything of value. So does she think he's on her level or better than her?
I'm sure she thinks he's better than her. He's smarter than her.
He is.
She knows that he's a brilliant broadcaster and that he was from the beginning. And she always laughed at what he said.
Yes.
And that gave him the confidence to say whatever he wants to say.
So why did she, does she really think he's funny or she just...
No, she thinks he's funny. Her laugh has always been genuine and she doesn't always agree with him, which is also good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, to me, it's amazing. I mean, I listen to them and I listen to us and I'm just amazed at how a man can make almost $1 billion, $1,000 million. He just bought a house in Palm Beach. Did you read this?
No, you told me.
$54 million cash?
Mm. Cash? How do you even take that out of the bank?
Well, it's not easy.
Can you do it in a check?
Yeah, you write a check. But, you know, the bank, everybody at the bank is like pissing in their pants. Where are we going to get the money? It's Howard Stern. We got to transfer the money. We got to, you know, they probably need like a week's notice. But anyway, I mean, we love Howard Stern. You're a Stern fan. You listen to him all the time now.
I know. Now it's so cool because I didn't listen to him when I was younger. And I just think now his interviews are awesome and the people he has are
His
really
interviews
amazing.
Were always awesome. They're better now
I
than
just
they ever
didn't
were.
Like when he had like he did things like hitting women with fish and stuff like that. I didn't like that too much. But now I like Dumb as a Rock. I like certain things because it's almost like they're degrading, but he has a more respectful way about degrading them. I can't explain
well,
it. He never calls them dumb.
Right.
Ever. And he never even makes fun of them. And if he does, it's like in a sarcastic way
right.
where they don't really know.
No, he makes people feel good.
Yeah.
See, I said, how did somebody make $500 million twice, right?
Yeah.
And just all they're doing is talking. But if you, but then when you get into it, it's how he engages you.
Yeah.
And how he engages the people on his show mm-hmm. to bring out the best in them and make them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the few people who's full of himself that doesn't get, that nobody gives a hard time really for being full of himself.
It's a very confusing dynamic though he has because is he really full of, it's that person that has such low self-esteem that they have to make themselves feel better than everyone
right.
else.
Right. They.
But does he really feel better? There's a part of him that does feel smarter, but then there's a part of him that doesn't feel good enough.
Right. He doesn't feel good enough. That's what makes him motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to him lately, he's really been using a lot of big words. Like he's
yes.
been,
what is that?
Because he wants to be recognized.
For
I think
being
also I'm going to also put it in the context of his father. Like his father's 90, I guess now.
Yes.
And you
his
know,
father reads the paper.
He wants to prove to his father that he's good and that he's smart, and that's all he ever did. That's what motivated him too.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that his father's getting really old, Howard now wants to make his father see that he can be accepted by mainstream America.
Mm.
That's why he brought his father on to America's Got Talent last season.
You know,
it's like, he's like giving his father everything
mm-hmm.
because his father
gave him everything.
No, his father, well,
gave him nothing.
He gave him nothing. He made him feel like shit, but he always wanted the respect of his father.
Uh-huh. And Does he respect his father though?
I think he always respected his father. Because his father, he looked up to his father. His father was a radio engineer and he, you know, did commercials and he met celebrities once in a while. Basically, Howard just took what his father did and just exaggerated and multiplied it by a billion
mm-hmm.
and said, look, I can do this too. And when his father dies, I really don't see how he can continue broadcasting.
I don't believe that because I think that's the only thing that keeps him, gives him his self-esteem.
His self-worth.
Unless he goes to photography. I think that's why he's studying photography, so that then he'll be sought out for his photography.
Right. And also the AGT, besides the fact that besides the fact that he just wanted to prove it to his father that he could be accepted by mainstream America.
Or maybe he'll have a talk show.
Well, whatever it is, he wants to have something set up so that he can stop doing the radio show.
Right.
Because he know, I think he knows that once his father passes away, it's going to be very difficult for him to do it.
I don't know.
You'll see. Mark my words.
Do you think his father will die before his mother?
You know, my parents are still, are the same ages as his parents, and they're all in very good shape. I don't know how they could just keep going.
I think one thing goes wrong and then it goes downhill. That's how it happens.
Yeah. I think my father's going to live forever.
You do?
Yeah. Just to spite me. Glag. You think you're going to inherit my money? Never. I will out.
I invented money.
Poland is where money was invented.
Noah told me a joke.
Our son.
How does our son? How many Polacks does it take to? Did he tell you this?
No.
How many Polish people does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
What's a light bulb?
I like that. That's great.
He's funny. He's getting funnier and funnier. He's sleeping. I should wake him. Oh, I have no watch on. I always look at my wrist with no watch. It's 10:30.
See, this is the difference between... See, I get sucked in. Howard never gets sucked off topic. Like, you just tried to suck me off topic.
Yeah.
Howard will continue going on about his father.
All right, continue.
And I don't... I get
Go
distracted.
Ahead. Well, that's your problem.
I know.
You have a lot of problems that you blame on me.
That's why...
All day long.
Okay. I listen. Yeah. You are a pain.
Yeah.
You have to admit it.
Not to others.
No, you're not. I know you're not a pain to others.
No, but just look at the equation.
No.
If you're the only one I'm a pain to, maybe it's you.
You do things.
Yes, I crack my knuckles. I throw my stuff around other people's houses.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You leave dirty dishes
I
in there.
I don't clean their dishes in their house.
No. Do you take your pants off and dump them on the floor and leave them there for a week?
When do I ever do that?
In the closet.
I wear them the next day.
Yeah, but you leave them on the floor.
Just for
she
one
leaves
night.
Them, you leave them just like
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to step in them.
Right.
The next just, day.
They're ready to be stepped into.
That's right.
Like she's like a fireman.
I think
her pants have to be ready.
I think that's time management, personally.
Yeah, but there's other people living here who have to step around your pants.
Well, you don't have to be here if you don't want to.
Well, are you making it worth my while to stay?
No, probably not.
Stephanie got me a really nice birthday card for my birthday.
Yeah, I did.
Sweetheart, I love you.
I love you. My birthday is Friday. What are you getting me?
Nothing. Just what you got me.
I got you something.
What'd you get me?
A book.
Oh, yeah. She did get me a book. Thank you.
You don't want me to spend money.
Right.
That hurts you more when I spend money. Right?
Yeah, getting nothing is my present. Nothing is the best present. Just put a bow on it.
I don't feel that way though. I feel that I enjoy presents.
Who got you a $150 massage yesterday?
You did. I liked it.
Thank you.
I need another one though. I'm all stressed out. It only works for 5 minutes.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. StephanieandGregShow.com. Facebook, Stephanie and Greg Show. Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless. StephanieandGregShow.com.